This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry reports improvement in CAP passes, government pursues results-based budgeting, and more than 800 Jamaicans employed under Ready Project. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government of Jamaica is undertaking a pilot project valued at almost $400,000 to reform the budget preparation process and to better align spending. The objective is to link budgeting with government policy priorities through a gradual transition from annual expenditure planning to a medium-term results-based expenditure framework. The project, which got underway Monday, will see the implementation of a medium-term results-based budgeting program in three ministries. Project Director of the Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project, Dunstan Bryan, says result-based budgeting will see more efficient management of government resources.
What we're trying to do is to ensure that every dollar that we invest in the country can be accounted for properly. So what we're doing is doing some critical elements of reform under the Economic Reform Program.
The results of the pilot will be used to, among other things, develop culturally appropriate manuals, templates, and formats that will facilitate the effective and efficient implementation of the medium-term results-based budgeting program. Over 800 Jamaicans have been employed under the Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready Project. The project focuses on income-generating interventions in the areas of agriculture and tourism, supported by the various linkages for marketing. Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Joseph Omar Sweeney, says critical to the program are the linkages which will allow the creation of additional jobs. He was addressing the official handing over of a drip irrigation system and food safety facility at Bracco Farms in Trelawney recently. The initiative, funded by JASIF under the Ready Project, involves collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, Labor and Social Security and the National Irrigation Commission.
This partnership aims to address a common and often critical challenge facing agriculture. I'm referring to the challenge of inadequate irrigation for farmlands in the sector. In addition to improved access to water for irrigation, the project also supports the efficient and effective delivery of fertilizer inputs with the installation of a fertigation system.
Mr. Sweeney says the intervention by JASIF is expected to boost production yield by more than 50%. Meanwhile, 18 small farmers in Bracco Trelawney are benefiting from the installation of a drip irrigation system and the establishment of a food safety facility valued at $11.7 million. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the irrigation system is being provided under the Bracco Producers Marketing Organization Drip Project.
The provision of irrigation is so essential to achieving our food safety and security, as well as our commitment to increasing production and productivity, thus reducing our reliance on imports and reducing our import bill, even while we go for increased exports at the same time.
The project was funded by Jamaica Social Investment Fund under the Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready Project. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reporting an improvement in the performance of students in the Revised Career Advancement Program CAP in recent external exams. Minister Thwaites says results from the 2015 City and Guilds Mathematics and English exams show a significant number of CAP students obtaining passes in both subjects.
In the City and Guilds outlay this year, 71% of the grade 11 students who sat that exam obtained a passing grade in mathematics, while 83.6% obtained a passing grade from students in the Career Advancement Program. In English, 61% of the candidates obtained a passing grade, and 78% of the Career Advancement Program students passed it too.
Mr. Thwaites adds that the minister will increase the number of students to sit City and Guilds exams as part of efforts to ensure that all secondary students leave school with some level of certification in mathematics and English. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.